Hi, I'm Belle. I was a Green Futures intern at Varna Trust Organic Farm, and now I'm employed there 3 days a week. I started in June last year, and taking the job was a massive risk. I didn't know anyone here, I had no connection to it, but I was very much at a point in my life where I was just ready for an adventure. That's kind of been my passion and my focus, since my teens, really. And that's kind of where I draw my energy and motivation from. So I just wanted to find a job that allowed me to do that. And that just, it felt really important for like my well-being and my sense of just general purpose as a human being to do something that I think actually makes the world better. I've been really aware of food insecurity and food injustice, and I kind of feel like food is the issue that unites a lot of the struggles for social justice and environmental justice. It kind of feels like a nexus where those two things meet. I really wanted to gain more experience in the field, specifically in horticulture. That was what I was really passionate about. Yeah, I wanted to grow food and climate change, biodiversity crisis, doing stuff to support wildlife, but also like bring humans along in that process and kind of regenerate humans at the same time as regenerating the environment. I think that the Green Futures program it's allowed me to have a job that's meaningful, really gives me purpose. I feel like I'm using so many different skills. Sometimes I'll be trying to problem solve and find a way of, I don't know, raising the goat enclosure so it doesn't rot, or measure fences, or use drills. And then other times I'm like working out how best to support someone who's anxious while they're feeding a goat. And other times I'm working out like why hasn't the seed germinated? So I'm getting to work with animals and plants and people, and it can get really hectic, but that's kind of part of the fun, I think, is I find it really fun and joyful. I feel satisfied at the end of the day. I feel like I've done something good. I'm 24 at the moment, and so I'm doing this after uni. My experience post-graduation was quite difficult. So after I graduated, I think I was feeling a little bit lost and a bit maybe overwhelmed by the possibilities of the future, and especially like given the state of the world, like it's in a massive pickle. And I think also like being unemployed or underemployed or having precarious employment, it does affect our self-confidence because it makes me think, you know, all I can do with my philosophy degree is wash somebody's dinner plate. And that was quite a demoralizing period of my life. I'd done a voluntary traineeship in a city farm in Bristol called St. Werburgh City Farm, and it was a traineeship in a plant nursery growing organic plug plants. I find this immense energy and excitement for horticulture and for growing and seeing seeds germinate. And that program finished in June. It's good to just put a lot of feelers out and open up possibilities. I hitchhiked to my job interview because it was so rural, and I lived in a tent for the first 4 months as well. So yeah, it's been a real adventure, and I'm glad that I did it. I think a massive barrier when you're going from education to employment is that employers always want experience, and it's like this catch 22 that's so frustrating. It's like, how am I meant to get experience if you won't employ me? So this was a really, really important building block. So I think my traineeship at St. Werburgh City Farm kind of laid the foundations. So the Green Futures program meant that I could gain experience, gain skills, do what I love, and also get paid for it, which was completely transformative. Because yeah, it just means that I can direct my energy into actually pursuing the life that I want. I think the highlight is just kind of the fun I have at work and like the relationships I've built with our guys who come. Like I think we get on so well. We've got nicknames for each other. We sometimes have a little dance, and you know, there's this real like kind of dynamism to the day, which I really enjoy. That was made possible by the Green Futures program. Becca has been so supportive through just kind of keeping in contact with me even after my internship with Foodrise ended, and she helped me get more training. Because one thing was that like I kind of just arrived at this job, and I was relying a lot on intuition. She helped me do a social therapeutic horticulture course from Thrive, and that has been super helpful, and it's given me a lot of guidance, but it's also kind of given me confidence because it's confirmed that a lot of what we're doing is right, yeah. Which is really nice. I think just like the opportunity that the Green Futures Programme provided and the support that's ongoing throughout to make sure that, you know, it's not like you're just flung into a job and told, there you go, you survive, you know, there's that ongoing support. The skills that I've been able to develop and just things I've been able to try that I would never have done before. So I now know how to like trim goat hooves. I've been doing bits of DIY, which is cool. Like, I've never really had the opportunity to do that before. And then I've been here nearly for a year now, I think, for maybe 9 months. I just feel like really trusted, respected member of the team. And that's really nice because it means that I can have autonomy to do like some of my own projects. We're creating a sensory garden and I've been able to like give a lot of input and kind of have some, yeah, like have my voice really respected. So to have the opportunity to do something that aligns with my values was really important. And yeah, I think for my sense of worth of how I spend my time, this has been really important as well. I've been doing loads of great cooking that I've been really enjoying. So we have a lunch club here and yeah, part of the job is cooking with our guys and a lot of the time we'll harvest food that we've been growing together. And I think that's probably the most joyful part of the job for me, is like following the whole process of growing from a little seed to something that's like just a delicious meal that we're all sharing. Yeah, that's a real highlight for me. So I'm glad that I'm able to do that.